The first meditation, the prayer in the garden. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world. I read from Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning at the 32nd verse. Then they came to a place named Gethsemane, and he told his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and horrified. Then he said to them, "My soul is swallowed up in sorrow to the point of death. Remain here and stay awake." Then he went a little further and fell to the ground and began to pray that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Let us pray. Blessed Lord, grant that we may humbly follow you on this most difficult and painful of journeys. May we, in our own feeble way, come to appreciate the agony of your prayers to your heavenly Father on the eve of your earthly destruction. How hard must it have been to pray, "Thy will be done." Amen.
Amen.
Second meditation, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world.
From Mark chapter 14, verse 61 and 64. Again, the high priest questioned him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed God?" "I am," answered Jesus, "and you will all see the Son of Man seated at the right side of the Almighty and coming with the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his robes and said, "We don't need any more witnesses. You heard his wicked words. What is your decision?" They all voted against him. He was guilty and should be put to death. Let us pray. All-powerful and eternal God, for proclaiming the truth, your Son Jesus Christ is condemned to death by crucifixion. Stir up your love in our hearts so that we might be ever faithful to all that you have told us and fear nothing more than the loss of your friendship through sin. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Third meditation, Jesus carried his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world.
John 19, 14 through 17. Pilate said to the Jews, "Here's your king." They shouted back, kill him, nail him to the cross. Pilate asked them, "Do you want me to nail your king to the cross?" The chief priest answered, "The only king we have is the emperor." Then Pilate handed Jesus over to them to be nailed to the cross. So they took charge of Jesus, and he went out carrying his own cross. Let us pray. Father in heaven, your son, Jesus Christ, still carries his cross in his persecuted ones throughout the world. Make us feel the needs of all mankind so that we might as readily help them as we would help Jesus himself. Amen.
Amen.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day. The soldiers tried to clear the narrow streets, but the crowds pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. From a beating, there were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head, and he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Via Dolorosa, called the way of suffering. Like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowds pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. Down the Via Dolorosa, on the way of suffering, like a lamb you.
The fourth meditation, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your sacrifice
you have redeemed the world.
When they had finished making fun of him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to nail him to the cross. On the way, they met a man named Simon who was coming into the city from the country. And they forced him to carry Jesus' cross. This was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which in Aramaic means the place of the skull. Let us pray. My beloved and my God, help me to see in the sufferings and shortcomings of my life a share in your cross. Strengthen and console us in the belief that we bear all things in union with you, who have taken upon yourself even our guilt. Amen.
Fifth meditation, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world.
Luke chapter 23, verses 27 through 28. A large crowd of people followed him. Among them were some women who were weeping and wailing for him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Women of Jerusalem, don't cry for me, but for yourselves and your children." Let us pray. My beloved Jesus, with tears of pity, these women of Jerusalem responded to you, broken, bruised, and beaten on the road to Calvary. Deepen my faith, I beg you, so that I might see you in all people, bruised by my envy, beaten down by injustice, and broken by my greed and my indifference.
Amen.
Amen.
Sixth meditation, Jesus is stripped of his clothes. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your sacrifice you have redeemed the world.
I'm reading from Matthew 27, 34 through 35. They offered him wine to drink mixed with gall, and after tasting it, however, he would not drink it. They nailed him to the cross, and then divided his clothes among them by throwing dice. Let us pray. My Lord and my God, stripped of everything, you stood exposed to the jeers and the contempt of the people whom you loved. Clothe me with genuine love for others so that nothing I suffer may ever fill my heart with hatred or bitterness. Amen. Amen.
Friday morning that they took me from And I saw they had a carpenter to crucify as well. You can blame it on to Pilate. You can blame it on the Jews. You can blame it on the devil. It's God I accuse. It's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said to the carpenter, a hanging on the tree. You can blame it on to Adam. You can blame it on to You can blame it on the apple, but that I can't believe. It was God that made the devil and the woman and the man, and there wouldn't be an apple if it wasn't in the plan. It's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said to the carpenter, a hanging in the tree. Now Barabbas is a killer, and they let Barabbas go. But you are being crucified for nothing here below. But God is up in heaven, and he doesn't do a thing. With a million angels watching, and they never moved away. It's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said to the carpenter, a hanging on the tree, to hell with Jehovah, to the carpenter I wish that a carpenter had made the world instead. Goodbye and good luck to you. The road will soon divide. Remember me at heaven, the man you hung beside. It's God they ought to crucify instead of you and me. I said to the carpenter, a hanging on the tree.
The seventh meditation. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you,
because by your sacrifice you have redeemed the world.
The scripture is from Luke 23, verses 33 and 34. When they came to the place called the Skull, they nailed Jesus to the cross there, and two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they are doing." Let us pray. My Lord and Savior, you have told us that we too must accept crucifixion, if we are to accept resurrection with you. Help us to rejoice in the suffering that comes with the fulfillment of our daily duties, seeing in them the royal road of the cross to the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Eighth meditation, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother."
and from that time the disciple took her to live in his home. Let us pray. O blessed Lord, at your passion a sword of sorrow pierced the loving heart of your mother, as Simeon had foretold. Grant that we who look back on her sorrows with compassion might receive the healing fruits of your suffering. Amen.
Amen.
Ninth meditation, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world.
Luke 23, verses 44 through 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. John 19, verse 30. It was about 12 o'clock when the sun stopped, shining, and darkness covered the whole country until 3 o'clock, and the curtain hanging in the temple was torn in two. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "It is finished, Father. In your hands I place my spirit." Then he bowed his head and died. Amen.
Amen.
Skies grew dark.
The tenth meditation. Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your sacrifice, you have redeemed the world.
Matthew 27, verses 59 through 60. Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus, wrapped it in a new linen sheet, and placed it in his own grave, which he had just recently dug out of the rock. Then he rolled a large stone across the entrance to the grave and went away. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, on the edge of sadness when all seemed lost, you restored to us the Savior we thought defeated and conquered. Help us, we beg you, so to empty ourselves of self-concern that we might see your hand in every failure and your victory in every defeat. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Might the sun in darkness hide, and